Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
In our own in-store lab. They're at 5901 R Street in the Heights, Burroughs and Franks Optical.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks, picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even the starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together himself. Got a picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now we're on the phone. Skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% gear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryder was ill. Who would've thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? Then I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped Megadeth, took him to church. I like Bleach, man. Ryder had the stupidest verse. This dude is the truth. Now everybody giving them guest spots. Stocks through the roof, I heard you, and with S-Dot.
10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
Ryder, he's sick and he's spitting fire and Mike. Got him out the dryer, he's hot. Found him in Fort Minor with top. But a f***ing nihilist porcupine. He's a the type women wanna be within rappers. Hope he gets 8 years in the making, patiently waiting to blow. Now the record with Shinoda's taking over the globe. He's got a partner in crime. His f*** is equally dope. You won't believe the kind of...
Welcome back for the final hour, I believe, of Akrey Free Zone of the Week. Well, I guess it definitely is the final hour of Akrey Free Zone of the Week, but it's the final hour of Akrey Free Zone for a while, at least, until he takes his next vacation in a couple weeks.
In
but,
3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I got myself, Christian Weaver, Nathan Monin, Will Pigskin, and Philip Martin in, and Todd Pierce is running the ones Howdy and twos P. over there. We ran into the bottom of the hour there. We ran through the top 10 highest grossing musical biopics.
That's right.
We did that because of Michael being topical right now. It being a big...
What was it? Did it come out last week? 2 weeks?
2 weeks, right.
And it's already the second highest grossing biopic?
Yes.
Wow.
Very strong.
Could quite possibly... Did you think it was going to do this well?
Yeah, I thought it was going to do all right. I mean, you know, it's sort of like we're seeing $50 movie tickets now, so the inflation on these
$50
things,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like, you know, tickets
That's
cost
crazy.
A lot. So any recent movie that does well is going to jump up these charts pretty quickly. You know, this isn't adjusted for inflation.
Yeah, because there's not a lot of really good ones out.
No, but yeah.
Got some interesting ones coming out this summer, but maybe we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, let's talk about the business of motion pictures.
Do you think, we don't have to talk about this forever, but do you think movie theaters will last?
Movies, they're doing pretty good this year,
COVID.
Right?
You know, yeah. I think there's always going to be a place for an event, you know. But I think we're going to see $50 movie tickets soon for some of these IMAX films.
Oh, the IMAX ones, yeah.
They may be here already, you know, in some markets, but I think they're coming. I mean, and I think it's going to be more and more bifurcated in that you're going to have, you know, your regular sort of mid-scale dramas and stuff are going to go to Netflix and to streaming services, and you're just going to have the big extravaganzas exploding, you know, inevitable things that are going to be in the theaters.
The streaming's just... It not only is it here to stay, it's here to get bigger, though.
Yeah.
And better, and now they're getting quicker. From release to watch time is now not 6 months. Now it's 6 weeks, and you don't have to wait as long. And so you're more incentivized to not go. And
right, exactly. It's sort of like if you want to go see, say, The Devil Wears Prada 2, you know, you either go the first weekend because you really want to see it, or you go, it's going to be on.
I can rent it in a month
or whatever. Next month, I can wait.
$10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And now, and 10 people could watch it for $10 instead of $120 each a ticket for one person.
Right.
So it's just a.
But yeah. Before we get into the top five, the movies are money wise doing pretty good this year.
Sure.
The Robert Pattinson Zendaya movie, what's it called?
Oh, knocked right that on my head.
But it made like $100 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? Yeah, it did really well. Of course, the Super Mario movie did really well. Project Hail Mary made a ton of money.
You're always going to need entertainment options. You're always going to need someplace to go on a date. You're always going to need someplace
Devil
to
Wears
get your kids.
Devil Wears Prada is making a ton of money. So.
Yeah.
And we got some big movies coming out. The Odyssey is going to make $1 billion.
Yeah,
probably.
Dune 3 will.
So yeah, Dune 3 will make it. So mm-hmm.
Supergirl.
You have to have these. Yeah, Supergirl. the Avengers movie at the end of the year is going to make a lot of money.
Yes.
So that's the future of movies. Is they have, and it's mostly the fault of comic book movies.
Yeah.
But.
Sure.
They have these big tentpole movies, and they float the rest of the operation.
Right, exactly. And you're going to see. I think it's going to be more and more bifurcated. It's going to be more and more polarized.
And as long as we get that big tentpole movie and
the Steven Spielberg,
Disclosure Day.
Yeah.
But we get sprinkled in the lower budget movies like. That's fine. I'm fine with that. It's never going to go back to the 90s where, every movie is a huge budget movie.
Right. No.
If you get the Criterion Channel, you can watch anything you want. You have more choices now. It's just not you're just not going to the theater.
And it's like Robert Pattinson, he did the movie with Zendaya. That movie didn't cost a whole lot of money to make, but he's also doing Dune 3.
Right.
So it's on the actors to do the movies that are they're gonna do a blockbuster because they got to pay the bills and then
one they want
and then one that interests them.
That's the model.
Zendaya with the movie that she's doing with Robert Pattinson and then Zendaya with Spider-Man.
They highlight that pretty good in Entourage with ones he wants to do and then this is my passion prod. It's like that's great, but it might not be great, but it might be. I mean, you don't know until you do it.
Right.
All right, so that's enough, I guess, about the business of movies. I don't know how interested people are in movies. I think most people are.
Surely.
But I don't know how interested people are in the business of movies. It's one of my passions is movies. I love them. But we'll get into the music biopics, our top five rankings. We went through the top 10 highest grossing ones, and I believe... Only one of mine was on there. So
yeah, one of mine was on there too.
Only one of mine. What about you?
Two were.
Okay.
So
let's start at five. I'm going to go with What's Love Got to Do with It.
Okay.
That is the Tina Turner one.
Mm-hmm.
A young Angela Bassett, I believe this was in 1993.
Right.
It does not sugarcoat.
No,
which is good.
It does not sugarcoat at all. Is it Lawrence Fishburne?
Yep. Lawrence Fishburne plays Ike Turner.
Yes.
Right.
And
who's fantastic. I like Fishburne a lot.
Yeah. And Ike is Ike.
for
rock and roll. But,
So I think it's a good biopic and it doesn't sugarcoat stuff. So that's my fifth pick.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nathan?
Get on up.
Get on up. That's a good one.
Oh.
James Brown.
Like Chadwick.
Jazz is.
Like Chadwick a lot. And.
It gets that James Brown ethic.
What a difficult character to play.
Very difficult person to play.
James Brown's not your everyday, anybody can play this guy. I mean, very tough to play. Love James Brown. I think Chadwick does a really good job.
I kind of forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
what you got, Philip?
24-Hour Party People.
Who
is... 2002. Steve Coogan plays... This Steve Wilson, who's a journalist, who goes on to form Factory Records, which is
I've heard of it. I've never
Joy
seen
Joy Division's
it.
Label.
Yes.
Oh, and this whole Happy Mondays, this whole Manchester scene. It's a wonderful, funny movie. They break the fourth wall a lot. You know, and they'll do things like they'll have the character Howard DeVito with the Buzzcocks will be mm-hmm. played by somebody, and the actual Howard DeVito will be an extra in the movie. And there's a scene where the Howard DeVito in the movie is making love to Steve Wilson, the journalist turned record company's owner's wife, and the real Howard DeVito will pop up and say, I don't remember this happening. it's very funny. It's more of a biopic of the scene, of that Manchester mm-hmm. scene that gave rise to, you know, like Depeche Mode came mm-hmm. out of
right.
that. Mm-hmm. You know, and
that's the new wave.
That's sort of like, and it's just a really wonderful.
The Cure, stuff like that.
That's my bottom.
I think Coogan's great.
Coogan's great.
I like him a lot.
He's never funnier than in this. He's just.
There's another Joy Division one. It's Control. Right?
Yeah. Control. That's sad.
Yeah.
That's a sad movie.
I didn't put it on my list.
It's not on my... It's, I it's actually have 13. I didn't have it on there, but, if I'd have thought of it.
My fourth, I'm going to put Ray. That was my only one that was on the list that I put on there. Again, didn't sugarcoat. I enjoyed that it showed Ray's troubles.
If you didn't know about his kind of rise to fame and how he got there and what he was doing when he was getting there, I feel like it did a really good job at not making it all sunshine, rainbows, everything's great.
Yeah.
Although, afterwards, you know, Dewey Cox kind of did the thing where it's like, oh, rags to riches, all these biopics are all rags to riches. Ray, of course, Walk Hard.
But I think he did a really good job at getting the mannerisms and making it look like...
He did a great job.
Has
there been a Stevie Wonder one? There hasn't.
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
We're missing that.
In that vein, and these may be talked about, I don't think they've been talked about yet, but these technically are not, but they could be. Do you know which movies I'm talking about where the movie was played by the actual artist?
Oh, you mean like somebody...
Are you talking about concert films or what?
Someone plays himself. You could make a case for Bob Dylan, Don't Look Back, then, because he is definitely playing a character in this documentary.
You know both of them, but one is 8 Mile.
Okay, yeah. I didn't even think about that. I didn't put 8 Mile on there.
As far as I'm concerned, that's what we're looking at. That's what we're talking about. He's playing himself, and he does a pretty good job.
All right.
And the other is Purple Rain.
You're right.
Top Purple Rain.
Plays himself.
Which is a fictional story, but it's
a real him. And
yeah, I'll allow Purple Rain.
When I was thinking about him, I'm like, well, that's not what we're exactly talking about, but I think they're close enough that it's worth mentioning.
I've got one that's kind of like that, too. So I would allow.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. We may have the same one.
We probably have the same one.
So what's your four?
My fourth... and I liked, you may not like this, not as mainstream, Love and Mercy.
Oh, God, that's mine. Yeah, that
it's
was
really
my
good. Really mean, good. Brian Wilson, Beach Boys, Paul Dano, Giamatti.
And it does not sugarcoat that mental illness stuff.
Which it wasn't. I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities between, dad of the Jacksons, dad of Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lots of parallels there. Not good parallels, but in and itself, I think they kind of what they went through are very similar. Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Yeah, that was mine fourth too. That was on fourth on my list too. So
there you go.
In nature.
Oh, so you both have.
Yeah,
fourth.
In the nature speeding it up. We can just
there you go.
Yep. Three. This one's more popcorn. Although sad ending. La Bamba.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought he did. I thought Lou Diamond Phillips did a really good job playing Valens in that movie. So I'll have Obama.
Another one like that is the Buddy Holly story.
Yes,
really good. Gary Busey kills it.
Gary Busey did.
He
a great
does
job
really.
Good.
Gary Busey's really good in that. That's too old for the role too.
Right, yeah, but he did a good job in that.
He's really good.
I thought that was very, very good.
Yeah. I thought about putting that on there. There was another one I thought about. And it may be because I only seen it once, and it was a long time ago, and it was when I was in a hotel and I had nothing else to do, but it was the Glenn Miller story.
Oh, yeah.
Has, Glenn Miller story. James Stewart.
I remember that, mm-hmm. yeah.
So, or that's Jimmy Stewart. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
I thought about putting that on, but I didn't. What's your third?
Third, and this is, I kind of went back and forth on this. But being from Michigan, got to have some Motown in there. Dream Girls.
It's a good one.
Dream Girls.
Good cast. Good. I mean, anytime I can hear Jennifer Hudson sing, that's usually a good thing. Supremes.
Did Eddie win for that?
Was
he nominated?
I think he was. I don't think he won. I mean, we can look it up.
Look it up. Yeah. I think he was nominated, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, there was. I'll look it up. Yeah.
What's your third, Philip?
Well, we talked about it already. We'll Walk the Line. And one of the reasons I really like
so
Walk the Line is because it really sort of makes that working musician kind of thing, the whole touring thing, mm-hmm. and the fact that Joaquin and Reese sing their own vocals, and it sounds like it. You know,
yeah.
It's not
mm-hmm.
doesn't sound like they're doing impersonations. Which, you know...
I mean, my dad says about it, he says Reese Witherspoon sings better than June Carter. I mean...
She does. She does. She has a better natural voice.
Joaquin, that's
he's doing
a serious role in that, and he crushes it.
I was there. He broke down during the junket for that afterwards.
Right.
I was there.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote a piece called... Aliens Are Eating My Brain or something about that, because he just couldn't talk about it anymore. He just like crashed, you know.
It's close to home.
He got in a funk for years after making that movie.
I think this was the start of it, actually.
Yeah,
this movie kind of broke him. Yeah.
At two, I have Coal Miner's Daughter.
Sissy Spacek
playing Loretta Lynn.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's on my my expanded list. That's on my top 13.
Pretty funny,
and she's and Levon Helm's in it.
Yes,
that's a good plus.
Another Arkansas man.
Fun movie.
Okay,
what's your two?
My two. I mean, we're kind of going back to the ones I've already had, but and Walk the Line was in there, so I got to fill another
there
one in. Man, I liked Rocket Man. I really did. I thought it was good. I thought Egerton did a really good job. I thought a little campy and hokey how they kind of... It was kind of like a musical, how they did the songs. But I'm kind of old school. I kind of like musicals if they're done right and tastefully. And I love Elton John music, so...
Yeah.
Okay, my first controversial... I think this could be a controversial choice, but I think this is the best musical biopic ever. Even it's number two,
okay.
Because I have something else on number one. It's I'm Not There, the Todd Haynes movie Bob Dylan, which is not literally about Bob Dylan. It's not. It's an impressionistic portrait of Bob Dylan through seven. I think there's seven different actors mm-hmm. who played Dylan, including Cate Blanchett. And I think that's a fantastic film.
It's a good movie.
It's just it gets so much to that '60s kind of 60s, 70s sort of milieu, and I could just watch that movie, the sound off, just for the set design. You know, it's just so perfect, and it's just, I love that film. A lot of people do not like that film at all. It's probably one of my top 20 films of all time.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a big Todd Haynes fan.
Okay. My number one, controversial because it's maybe not even a musical biopic, but it is based on a real person.
Oh, I know. You're going to take mine, I think. Go ahead.
Amadeus.
I think Amadeus is great.
Yes,
it's not what I'm talking about, but I think you're right.
Technically not a biopic because it's
made
fudges,
up a lot of
up a ton of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
But they
but
made up
really
a ton
good.
Of it.
Yeah, it's great.
And they made it better because it's not true.
Yes. They showed it to us in high school. I remember them playing that in
it's
one of our high school
It's rated PG,
classes,
technically.
Which,
technically.
I don't know. Right. But when I was watching it, I'm like, this is fantastic. Like,
that movie's amazing.
It comes off the screen, and he does a really good job.
I think that's actually like a perfect movie.
Yeah. It is really good. You're absolutely right.
And Saleri is one of the greatest haters of all time.
Yeah.
So, it's funny. The music's great, of course, because it's Mozart. So, great movie. Maybe not even really a biopic, but I'm going to skirt the lines and it's my biopic.
Oh, I think it is. I think it qualifies. I think it's...
I think it fits the bill.
Yeah, I think because all these things are fanciful. Most of them, very few of them actually follow the career and, you know, number by number. They don't really hit every step there.
I'm now interested in what yours is, because I thought maybe you'd have Amadeus on there.
I figured this would be something that somebody...
I had Amadeus in my honorable mention. I'm going 1A, 1B with 8 Mile and Purple Rain, both of my personal favorites. would love to see another one actually made about Prince.
Yeah.
Possibly. That'd be pretty hard to do. But if you're going to make one about Michael, then...
Well, you could make a Prince film. I really could.
Yeah, without a doubt. I would love a documentary about Prince and Michael's relationship or lack thereof.
I would make a Prince-Michael film. I would make one that, because they're born within months of each other, they actually are flip side of the same coin. Michael was pretending to this innocence, which is something Prince never pretended to.
Right.
You know, and kind of go from there. But
there's some, whether they're wives' tales or rumors or anything else, but about them and their clashes.
Yeah,
those are
just
so good.
Prince,
they were both just larger than life characters, especially.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Prince stories. I mean, everybody has Prince stories.
He's top of the tops for me. He played all the instruments, sang all the lines. He knew. I mean, if one note was out of, he'd know about it, and that's just. Yep. Yeah, he's the best. Yep.
What's your one?
Coen Brothers, Inside Llewyn Davis.
Yes.
It's an amazing film.
Coen Brothers is the best.
Amazing film. Totally, you know, peripheral,
made-up
character, fictional character.
It's not real.
On the fringe of the New York, you know, folk scene in 1961. And it is just so pitch perfect. And it's got wonderful performances. Adam Driver's in it. Justin Timberlake's in it. Carey Mulligan's in it. Oscar Isaac and Carey Mulligan in Beef now, which
too,
is great.
Yeah.
That's great.
I haven't watched one.
Beef 2 is great.
I don't know why. I think he's really good.
Yeah. But Oscar, and his performance in that is so good. I mean,
that's a great movie.
As somebody who tries to play guitar in that mode, it's just...
Is that the last Brothers movie?
Is that the what?
The last Coen Brothers movie?
No.
Together?
No, they made a couple after Buster
that.
Buster Scruggs?
Yeah, they made a couple after that. I can't think of what they are, but they did. Yeah, but it's one of the best Coen Brothers movies, and every time I watch it, I see more new stuff, and stuff that's in there that is so deep, like T-Bone Burnett is the musical director. He appears on an album cover in there. That is just out of the blue. He's a, you know, some guy. And there's just so many. It's so deep into that world that, you know, they basically reconstructed that. The guy's based on Dave Van Ronk.
Interesting.
You know,
folk singer. The Coen Brothers need to get back together because they do not have the sauce.
They're not doing so great.
They don't have the sauce by themselves.
Yeah. They need to do it together.
Yeah, that's a Beatles situation.
All right, what's one that you wish that somebody would make?
That's tough because with the way that biopics are made now or music biopics now, I just don't have faith that they'll actually make a good job.
Yeah.
The Billy Joel documentary on HBO was really good.
Yeah.
But that's not a movie, but
if you were gonna do it and you were gonna do it right, like Bobby Womack would be really good.
Okay. Bobby Womack would be great. Okay. You could go back and do a they did one, Bound for Glory, with David Carradine back in the... And it's not a bad movie, but you could go back and do a Woody Guthrie movie. And you could go back and do, like, a Hootie Ledbetter, Leadbelly movie, some blues thing like that. You could do that.
Buddy Guy would be cool.
Yeah, they've done one about... They made one about Kurt Cobain.
Did they?
I'm pretty sure they have.
They did do a Kurt Cobain movie.
They did a Jimi Hendrix one, but it had no music in it.
Right.
And these Beatles ones are coming out. You know, more Beatles ones, which are...
Are those Mendez? Sam Mendez doing those, I believe?
I don't remember now. Yeah,
I think so.
I think
Hard Day's Night's a fun one.
It is.
Hard Day's Night's a good
one.
Great movie.
That could almost work.
It could work
because they're playing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a weekend. A day. That's what
when we come back, we'll do the entertainment report. That was a very extended segment. I don't know if anybody enjoyed it, but I did because I like movies.
That was great.
We'll do entertainment report. We'll do birthdays. We're giving away Placid County Fair tickets. So if you want those, go ahead and call in. I got to pull some birthdays. And here is James Brown in the break.
All right.
The first rapper, many people call him.
Get ready, mama, on the big payback. Let me play.
This is for Chicago.
Hit him, Fred, hit him.
Carson Brumbaugh joins the Zone each week courtesy of Pinnacle Parties, bounce houses, tents, tables, and everything in between. Take your party to the Pinnacle. Find them online at pinnacleparties.com.
Is SportsCenter.
The number 18 Arkansas Razorback baseball team saw its series opener with number 21 Oklahoma moved up on Thursday. The game was moved from 6 o'clock to 4 o'clock because of anticipated storms in northwest Arkansas. That means Phil Elson and Bubba Carpenter will have the pregame show starting at 3:30 here on The Buzz. Other in-state Division I college baseball games this weekend include the UCA Bears, who are second in the A-Sun Gold Division, hosting division leader North Alabama for three games. The Bears are just one game behind the Lions in the Gold Division standings. Arkansas State starts a three-game weekend series against Texas State. The Little Rock Trojans hit the road for three games at Tennessee Martin. UAPB faces Grambling State in Pine Bluff. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph Motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Sunning Evo Special Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evo Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the Luxury Hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
To celebrate their partnership with the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission, your Arkansas Chevy dealers are giving away a 2027 Chevy Silverado 1500. For complete rules and to register to win, current Arkansas Game and Fish license holders should visit ChevySweepstakes.com/Arkansas Truck Hunt or see your Arkansas's best Chevy dealer for more details. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Open to legal residents 18 years or older who reside in Arkansas. Contest ends 12/31/26. Void where prohibited.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's Justin Akery for FanDuel. FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports have teamed up to give you big payouts. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel making it easier to get closer to the action, from player props on your favorite stars to all of the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need, all in one app, so don't miss your shot. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Arkansas. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel is an official partner of the NBA, so regardless of whether you're rooting for the Thunder or the Spurs or anyone else in the league, FanDuel's got you covered. You must be 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's there.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell and Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or stop by Bell and Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
If you're going to the movies this weekend, there's a few new ones coming out. If you're into concert movies, you can go see Billie Eilish, Hit Me Soft and Hard.
Yeah.
The interesting...
James Cameron.
Yes, that's the interesting thing about this movie. James Cameron directed this concert film.
What?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, it will probably make a ton of money.
Yeah, probably so.
Because it's Billie Eilish and Big Jim. He makes money. That's what he does.
He does.
Mortal Kombat 2. You can go see that
not
if you want to.
If you want to go see it,
not nearly as interesting.
No.
I won't watch the Billie Eilish one either. Nothing against her music. She's a fine artist. I actually don't hate her, but I don't like her enough to watch the movie.
No. You have to be in the mood to be listening to that type of music, in my opinion, which hopefully I'm not sad and lonely in my room.
And a 12-year-old girl.
Right. But I don't think she's bad. I think what her and her brother have done is actually
pretty
impressive.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it is impressive.
It's great. It's bedroom emo. I
mean. It is, yeah. And I have nothing against that.
Nothing against it.
Right.
My
the Sheep Detectives. This movie, it looks like it should go direct to streaming. The Sheep Detective movie with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
And it probably should because it's an Amazon movie.
Yeah.
But it has a great cast.
It has CGI. Yeah, it has great cast.
Great cast and CGI sheep that are solving a crime.
Mm-hmm.
Hugh Jackman's in it. Who are some of the other ones? Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bryan Cranston, Patrick Stewart. They got...
It's a good cast. I mean,
good. So, that's solid.
Regina Hall.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is probably worth, checking out on.
You know, she's
streaming.
She's been in multiple Marvel movies at this point.
Yeah, I know. She's been in a lot of Marvel. That's true.
Elaine?
Yes.
What?
She was in Thunderbolts and some Captain America movies.
I forgot about that, but yeah.
Sorry to those that enjoy
those
movies.
That's all right.
Thunderbolts actually wasn't that bad, but.
You always have Veep.
Right.
Yes, and something. What about the new Adventures of Old Christine? Is that the ugly stepsister?
I think so. It's not horrible, it's not great.
It's not nearly as...
I think Veep is solid. Yeah.
Have you ever watched the thick of it, the British precursor?
I have not.
Oh, go watch it.
Worth watching?
It's Veep is better, but it's got Peter Capaldi as this filthy mouth, he's just wonderful. It's really good. It's you can find it on the BBC stuff, BritBox or Acorn or someplace.
Okay.
But yeah, thick of it.
I bet the Sheep Detective makes a decent amount of money because it has crossover with kids seeing
talking
sheep and stuff.
It's that's what you're playing demographics in these.
And I've heard it's actually not that bad, even though it looks
one way to find out.
Looks ridiculous.
It looks silly.
I'm not going to go see it in theater,
no.
But. My other story of the day is Amazon is releasing some watches that you can buy based on movie franchises. There's a couple that are from Interstellar. You got the Coupe, and I can read you.
Oh, those are Hamiltons. Yeah, I've got a Murph.
Yes.
I've got a Hamilton.
You got a Murph?
Yeah, I've got a Murph. I've had it for years. Yeah, I've had a Murph.
Since when have they been doing this for a long time?
Oh, they've been doing it for a long time. Yeah, almost since the movie came out, I think.
Really?
I think it was within a year after the movie came out.
Why are they doing
the Murph? I'm not wearing it today, but it's in the rotation. It's a nice watch.
So the Coupe, I don't want to out you.
They have a Dune watch too. Hamilton provides. They work a lot with studios, and they build timepieces for the movies specifically,
okay.
And then they market them. Yeah.
Yeah. The Coupe is.
I don't know what the Coupe is. I haven't seen that.
Black and white.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
It's about. It's going to run you about $1,125.
Yeah, that's about what the Murph is, about $1,000.
It looks like the Murph is $995.
Yeah,
if you're interested in that,
Murph's a great
they
watch.
They have some really cool ones though.
It's a wind up. It's not an automatic.
The Men in Black one looks pretty futuristic.
Yeah, the Men in Black one's been around for a while.
The Men in Black one will run you.
I want to say $1,200, but I'm not sure. It might be less than that.
Where is my paper? Oh,
$1,845. Okay,
yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
they have an Indiana Jones one too. It looks more plain.
Oh yeah, that's the little the
Indiana Jones.
One. The classic looking one. Yeah.
The Indiana Jones one will run you...
Cartier-looking tank one. It's a tank watch.
He's very in. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't want it. Never worn one, never going to wear it. My dad has big problems with me not wearing ever a watch. I said, I'm a millennial and
I don't need one. I don't,
and I'm not
flashy
and I don't...
I don't gamble so I can spend money on timepieces.
There you go.
I got a few.
There you go. He's got... Two dozen.
There's also a Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou one. That one's pretty cheap. Yeah, you can get that one for about $150.
Yeah. So, okay.
If you want to get into collecting watches, there you go. You can buy some movie themed watches.
There you go.
Those are good watches. They're Hamiltons. Hamiltons are nice Swiss watches. Yeah.
Okay. I knew nothing about that. That's why I printed that story off, because I knew Philip knew watches. What's your most expensive watch, you think?
I have, maybe not what you bought it,
but most valuable.
The most valuable one probably is I have a James Bond Seamaster Omega from, and it's appreciated considerably. It's, you know, it's a five figure watch, but it's probably more than that now. You know,
really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm
I've got a couple
about.
Of got a couple of Rolexes, got a I couple figured. Of you know.
There you go.
It's worth more than
but I'm but yeah. But you know, sort of, I'm a piker. You know, watches, if you're talking high end watches start at six figures.
How did you happen upon a James Bond watch? How did you get that in your possession?
Well, I had a chance to get it because I went to the junket. I had a chance to get. I didn't get it for free. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
But I did have get an in to buy in the first batch that came out.
Okay.
And I don't know. And it was a good deal because it's appreciated.
They're collectors items and they appreciate.
Watches and guitars, if you buy smart,
That's right.
You're not going to lose money on them, you know.
Okay. Now it is time for birthdays. We are playing for Pulaski County Fair tickets, I believe. Isn't that right, Todd?
That is correct.
All right. We have players, Brandon and Fred. We need one more player, Todd.
We do need one more player.
One more player. If we don't get one more player, whoever... You know what? We're just going to play, and whoever calls on line three, just put them on hold.
Okay.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grill.
I don't know why.
Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
I'm terrible with this.
You're aware of how it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should be.
There's nothing to be nervous about.
Right.
Philip.
Right.
You either
well, unless
win or,
you don't
you
get
win,
anything
you win,
right, and
you win or you lose.
Mocks you for.
You win or you lose.
Yeah.
Todd's answering the call, so we'll let him do that real quick. Brandon, you will be with Philip.
Good luck.
Fred will be with.
Let's go, Brandon.
Nathan. Let's go, Brandon. Okay. John, John, you will be with Todd. All right, we ready?
You ready to roll.
All right, let's get it. Decent birthday day. Not crazy.
Yesterday was terrible.
Hopefully today's better.
What was the most notable birthday of yesterday?
I don't even remember. It was Alex Smith, the former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback.
As a Washington...
And Washington Commander,
as a Washington Commander, Washington fan, not very notable. Hmm. He was number one overall pick, though.
Yes.
He was.
So, in that way, I guess it is sort of notable. Audio clue.
Captain Neil.
Which one?
To Neil.
It is
Captain
Neil. I'm going to give it to Todd. Bonus point. I'll give anyone a bonus point if they can tell me Tanil's first name.
Tony.
Philip, I'm giving you a bonus point. Did you know it?
I did. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't come up with it.
Okay.
Honestly,
I don't know who Grant Tanil is.
He was the head of the Democratic Party in Arkansas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Several years, and a former colleague of mine, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
All right. How old is one Tony Tanil, Nathan?
No, 72.
Todd.
75.
Oh, a decade old. Let's see. I'm going to try to get it, not just go 78. 85.
86, you're pretty close.
Him and my dad have an advantage. They've lived longer. They know they should know these things.
I win all the time.
Yeah, but you do it every day.
But Tony Tennille was popular like 73, 74. You know, I mean, it's like.
All right, another audio clue. This is true zone right here.
Yeah.
Wait.
I did not.
New board.
Wait.
No, this is true zone because I did not pull the clips that I needed. This legacy artist.
Enrique?
It is Enrique. Last name.
I don't know who this is.
Enrique
Iglesias.
He was popular when Britney Spears was popular.
Yeah, he had like 4 or 5
if
years.
I asked you to dance.
This was probably his biggest.
I would think so.
Yeah. Not a very good song.
Not great, but if you like this kind of stuff,
you may not have good taste in music.
It was either this one or Bailamos.
Right.
Bailamos.
Right.
Bailamos.
A little better than this one. Yeah.
I would rather listen to that.
That's right.
There was a few others. I think he did like some collabs with like EDM artists.
I think
Tonight I'm Loving You, which is the clean version of another song,
right.
You can guess what it said there. How old is Enrique? Married to Anna Kournikova still, I believe.
Really?
Todd.
Enrique Iglesias is 44.
Philip.
43.
45.
He is 51 today.
Wow.
Yeah, I would have thought older. Yeah.
Well, I would say his dad. His dad's got to be 86. Yeah. So, yeah, he could be 51 older, yeah. Easy. Yeah.
All right. Another audio clue. Got to search it.
Jeez.
He is the only living member of this group. He also had a solo act.
Ringo? Let's group tonight by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
He had a solo career, and it was, he had Easy Lover.
Philip Bailey.
I said Philip Bailey.
He said it. He said it under his breath, but he said it.
Oh, I said it in the microphone.
He did say Philip Bailey.
Okay, I'll give it to him. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, Easy Lover with Phil Collins was his biggest song solo. How old is Philip Bailey? Philip.
77.
Right.
76.
73.
He is 75.
See, you caught on. You caught on to the game.
It's like Price is Right.
Yeah. All right, three more birthdays here. This guy was the former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Bill Cowher.
It is Bill Cowher. That really narrows it down because there's only been a few of them.
Yeah, there's only four.
In the last 50 years.
Chuck Knoll.
But he's been on NFL Today for a long time. So how old is Bill Cowher?
Bill Cowher is 72.
Mm-mm, younger.
69.
He is 69. Very nice. Did you know that one?
Bingo bango on everyone's favorite number.
I knew that one. Nice.
Todd, did you? Todd went first. Todd? Philip?
But he got a.
Did I go out on turn?
He guessed it right, didn't he?
Didn't you go first, Todd?
Todd went first.
So then it's Philip's turn.
And then I went.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you got
Yeah, because I said 72, then Philip said 69.
I thought I was.
Rookie over here, sorry.
Okay. Thought we were having a review.
There you go.
I thought. thought we were going to New York.
Going to Secaucus. All right, this guy. Hit one of the bigger shots in the Big East tournament, I believe, then, for UConn.
Oh,
they won Kimball the national Walker. Championship. It is Kemba Walker. Oh, they won the national championship.
Oh, yeah.
He is probably the best player in Hornets history, sadly.
Not saying
sadly,
a ton, but...
Sadly.
Until Conn came along.
But a... A fantastic March Madness run.
Yes. I mean, he was a good NBA player, but being the best player in your franchise history is a little underwhelming. Right. How old is Kemba Walker?
This is weird. He's got to be 44? Is that?
Oh, no, he's young.
I'm probably way off.
Me or Todd?
Nathan.
I'm going to go 37.
Yeah, that's
38.
36, good enough for Nathan.
Wow. It seems like so long ago, mm-hmm. though.
All right, last one here. It is 6 Philip, 5 Nathan, 2 Todd. So we got a close one.
There we go.
Comes down to this. This guy played at Kentucky and Arkansas. He is in the NBA right now. He played for the Lakers last night. But he did not play very much this season because he's a rookie. But they needed some bodies.
Oh.
Nick Smith. Or no. No.
He followed Cal from Kentucky
right.
to Arkansas.
I'm trying to think who it is. I know who it is. I can't think of his name.
Abdu Thero.
It is Abdu Thero.
Okay, there you go.
So you guys are tied. Sorry. It comes down to this. Todd, you can sit this one out. How old is Abdu Thero?
Nathan goes first.
25.
24.
He's 22. Philip played it right. Brandon, you won. So we'll give Brandon the tickets.
All right, Brandon.
All right, we'll go ahead and we'll hit the break right now.
You have to call it in 2 weeks and tell everybody how it
works. Remind everybody.
Remind everybody, yeah.
Remind everybody Philip won. So we'll go ahead and hit the break, and when we come back,
we'll
wrap it up and see what Wes is doing on Alabama.
Yeah.
Everyone at U.S. Truck Accessories would like to extend their gratitude to the great customers that have supported them for 24 years. U.S. Truck wants to show you all how much you're appreciated. With family vacations on the horizon, U.S. Truck will install all bed covers purchased during the month of May at no additional cost. That's right, free installation on bed covers. Make your vacation better with a visit to U.S. Truck Accessories and save some of your hard-earned money. U.S. Truck Accessories in Searcy or Conway. Work hard. Play hard.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. They have more inventory than anyone in Arkansas. Hawks Homes is celebrating its 40th anniversary this month. In honor of that, Hawks is selling a home at $39,995. Hawks has other specials going on, other models as well. Be sure to take advantage of this great deal. Only lasts the month of May. We also offer custom-built, manufactured, and modular homes. 1 to 5 bedroom homes that can be built to accommodate your needs. Check us out at Conway and Bryant with over 65 models to choose from, or go online at hawkshomes.net.
It's Justin Acri for Oaklawn. The live racing season has come to an end, but there is plenty to do at Oaklawn down in Hot Springs. It is Arkansas's only casino resort, and if you want to have some fun down there this summer, we've got plenty of options. Sawyer Brown coming up on July 17th. Book your tickets at oaklawn.com. You can also reserve a spot at one of their great local restaurants, the Bugler, the Oak Room, and they've got great casual dining options as well. And Pop's Lounge will be rocking all through the summer as well. You've got great casual dining options like Silk's Bar and Grill, and the best wings in Hot Springs at the Mainline Sports Bar. Oaklawn's got dining options for everyone. If you've never stayed at Oaklawn, that's another great getaway for the summertime. Oaklawn.com, you can book your room there. Spectacular views from the rooms, and you've also got a great pool area. It's all the fun you need under one roof. Oaklawn's a great summer getaway, even when the racing comes to an end. It is a fantastic place to play in the smoke-free casino. You've got over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, and a whole lot more. It's a great place to see and be seen. It's a great place to have a lot of fun. It's a great place to get away for the summertime. And again, there's more information at oaklawn.com.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like things off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roarden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Good things come in mini packages at Southland Casino Hotel this May and June. Join us for cruising into summer. Saturdays from 7 to 11 p.m., 450 winners share over $400,000 in free play and prizes. One free daily entry, 500 points earns one more. Grand prize winners on May 30th and June 27th win a share of $10,000 free play or a 2026 Mini Cooper convertible. Cruise into summer at Southland Casino Hotel. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
It's Justin Akre for Guatney Chevrolet. My friends in Jacksonville are standing by and ready to serve you. Same thing they've been doing since 1957. If you were looking for a car dealership that will take great care of you, give you great deals, handle your trade-in, and give you a great dollar amount for that, there's one place to go. Head north from the capital city, get off the James Street exit, and you are in business with my friends at Guatney Chevrolet. This will be a business deal indeed, but they will treat you like family. That's why they've been such a great dealership for so long, and that's why people come back again and again. You can call them at 501-982-2102. You can see their inventory, all of it, online at GuatneyChevrolet.com. So if you want to peruse what they have to offer before you head out there to make the buying process a little more efficient, by golly, do it. But you're going to have a great experience. You're going to want to hang out there all day because you're going to get great service during the sale and after the sale. It's a family-friendly, helpful, no-pressure environment. They want you to come in, feel great about the experience, and drive off with a great car and a great experience. Guatney Chevrolet is the dealership you want to do business with again and again. So head to Jacksonville and see our friends out on TPY Drive, Guatney Chevrolet, driving trust every mile.
In true zone fashion, I completely mismanaged time. Completely mismanaged the time. I forgot that the zone closing music on Friday plays for 4 minutes, so our commercials ran into it. So we're playing this in by ear, and we'll get it right. But Wes is in studio, and what we got coming up on Out of Bounds?
Well, I got an interview with Eli Thornton. He is from Valley View, big defensive lineman that committed to Arkansas. We'll play that for you at 1:30. Steve Sullivan's coming into the studio at 2 o'clock. Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen. Of course, we're done at 3:30 today because of the Razorback baseball pregame show. And we'll be talking some Arkansas, Oklahoma. Game one today at 4 o'clock.
Well, stay tuned for Out of Bounds. Thank you, Nathan, for coming in and doing the show with me. Thanks, Philip, for sticking around and doing the entire show with me as well. Usually only does a half a show, but he did the entire show.
It's Trooper. You worn out?
Me too, Nathan. And Todd. Todd, thank you for doing all week. All week with a rotating...
Todd's the man.
Yeah, a rotating band of guests and hosts and all kinds of stuff. You were the glue that held the show together this week.
Indeed, indeed.
Avery was gone. So... thanks to that, and stay tuned for Out of Bounds, everybody.
Ray Tucker with good news for enthusiasts of Triumph Motorcycles. Honda of North Little Rock now carries the legendary classics and cutting-edge rides. We have the Bonneville Bobber, Daytona 600, the TF450X, the Stunning Evans Presley Edition, and the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. You get the idea. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art